Welcome to the Print Pod. Rajesh Jain, technology entrepreneur, wrote Modi State Government Destiny. Survey asked Indians who they blame for COVID deaths. I am Adha Sethi and I bring to you the podcast version of this article. The second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic has ravaged India. Everyone has heard and seen stories of pain, distress, and agony in the past 3 months. There are also numbers that attest to these stories. Nearly 300,000 COVID deaths according to the government figures. The Economist magazine, using a proprietary excess deaths model, estimates roughly 1 million COVID-19 deaths in India just this year in 2021. The New York Times says it consulted with dozens of experts and estimates 1.6 million COVID-19 deaths in India. There are other ongoing efforts in trying to estimate the truer impact of the pandemic in the country. It is very difficult to come up with an accurate number for Indians who have succumbed to the novel coronavirus. No one truly knows what the real extent of the COVID damage has been on Indians and their families. But the impact of COVID-19 is a personal story for millions of Indians. They have perhaps lost someone in their family or their village to COVID. To what extent has COVID personally impacted families in India? Prashnam decided to find out this week. We asked Indians in rural areas if they have personally lost a person in their family or a neighbor to COVID-19. We picked 6 large Hindi-speaking states. Out of the 1,256 assembly constituencies in these 6 states, we identified 967 rural constituencies as defined by census. Prashnam picked people across many villages in these constituencies using scientific randomized and stratified sampling techniques. Respondent profile. 14,881 adult Indians responded to this survey. They were from 6 states: Bihar, Haryana, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, belonging to 229 districts. 70% were male and 30% female. 52% were youth, which were lesser than 40 years. 36% were middle-aged and 12% were seniors, who were older than 60 years. We asked 2 questions to these people in Hindi. Question 1. Have you lost anyone in your family or village to the coronavirus in the last 3 months? The 3 answers were, yes, I have lost someone to COVID. No, I have not lost anyone to COVID. And 3, I do not wish to answer. The second question was, who do you think is responsible for your loss? This was only asked to the people who said they have lost someone. The answers were Modi Sarkar, central government is responsible, Rajya Sarkar, the state government is responsible, and neither, it is my destiny. Some of all the India Sero surveys were undertaken by CSIR to estimate prevalence of antibodies, use a sample size of 10,000 people across the country. Similar surveys in other countries use a sample size of 2 to 3,000 for the entire country. This Prashnam survey of nearly 15,000 people in just 6 states covering every rural assembly constituency is a unique survey conducted in India. 17% of the people who were surveyed reported that they had lost someone to COVID-19. These 6 states have roughly 100 million families. The survey showed that at least 1 in every 6 of these families had lost someone to COVID. But this does not mean 17 million or 17% of the 10 million families people have died. Statistically, when these results are extrapolated to the entire population, there will be overlaps and double counting. Hence, one cannot induce from these results that 17 million people have died in these 6 states. To put these findings in context, a similar survey in the US conducted by the University of Chicago in March 2021 showed that 19% of Americans had a close friend or relative die from COVID-19. The survey results of the US are very similar to what we have found in India. Roughly the same percentage of people say that they have lost someone in their immediate family, which means if one assumes that US reported COVID-19 deaths more accurately than India, then the true COVID death rate in India should be similar to America's. America has a COVID death rate of 1,800 per million people. India has reported a death rate of 230 per million people. If one were to then use America's death rate per million people for India, the COVID-19 deaths estimate in India would work out to roughly 2.5 million people. It is interesting that nearly every state has reported roughly similar numbers except Madhya Pradesh, where the toll seems to be higher. Those who suffered a personal loss due to the COVID-19 primarily blamed the Narendra Modi government for their loss, but an almost equal number also blamed their destiny. There was a wide state-wise variability in responses, but largely state governments were not held as responsible for this catastrophe as the central government or fate were. People in Uttar Pradesh blamed Modi Sarkar for their loss, while those in Haryana and Rajasthan blamed it on their fate. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.